So the big question is, who is paying for all the weapons that are being sent to Ukraine? Now, before I answer that, have a look at the list of weapons country-wise. The following countries have been supplying Ukraine with weapons. You will notice the leader among them is the United States, and then UK, and then all the European countries who are also part of the NATO alliance. One must not even have an iota of doubt, Ukraine has the support of the United States government, UK government, and the European countries' governments. And let me also tell you this, currently Ukraine is completely broke. They even need financial assistance to keep their basic infrastructure running. That is the first part of your answer. Ukraine is not paying and cannot even afford to pay for these weapons that they are getting to fight against Russia. And if you have been paying attention to the news, whenever Ukrainian President Zelensky makes any weapon demand, United States or UK or any other European government's head, whoever approves the demand, those weapons by and large are being sent from their existing stockpiles. For example, if Ukraine demands HIMARS rocket launcher from the US government, then the US government has to give it from its own existing stockpile. I hope this much is clear. Now, the next thing that you have to understand is every country has its own arsenal or stockpile of weapons. It is not like whenever there is any demand, only then the government manufactures it. Every country's government has certain amount of reserve weapons. That means these existing stockpile of weapons have already been paid for. Citizens of respective countries have already paid for these weapons in the form of taxes. Now, whether United States military uses them or any other country uses them, all you have to do is just keep an account of the weapons that have been actively used. After all, the purpose of any material thing in this world is not to be preserved for ages. They have to be used because they have a shelf life. Plus, if you look at the list of weapons, they are not something that is state-of-the-art or cutting-edge technology weapons. These weapons must have been lying in storage facilities for decades, and there is also cost associated behind storing these weapons. If you don't use those weapons, then every year your storage cost keeps on adding. So at some point of time, it makes sense to use those weapons. Otherwise, what was the purpose of manufacturing them in the first place? Suppose if you don't use those weapons, then you have wasted money in manufacturing them and then storing them, and then at some point, if you don't use them at all, you will have to dispose them or recycle them. So either way, if you see, there is cost, cost, cost. The US government knows that now is the time to drain Russia both economically and militarily without having to engage directly. It will be cheaper for the United States to stop Russia now than to do it 5 or 10 years later, because the fact of the matter is Ukraine is completely destroyed. Forget about that. No one is going to rebuild Ukraine. It has become the next Afghanistan of Europe. But for the US government, this is the cheapest possible way to take down its adversity. Simply, the US government has to do is keep giving these old stockpiles of weapons. Have a look at Germany, Poland, and nearby countries of Ukraine. They all have been giving Cold War era tanks and weapons to Ukraine. This will clearly tell you that these countries are getting rid of their old arsenal. Even United States has given M113 APC, which is from the Vietnam era. Then they have also sent a dozen of F-15s and F-16s to Ukraine, basically donated. Simultaneously, US has also supplied hundreds of modern suicide drones. So the point I'm trying to make is, the Western countries are sending only those kind of weapons which are either obsolete and they want to get rid of it. And they are also sending those kind of weapons which they want to test, so that they get the A++ ratings, which will ultimately help in boosting their weapon sales. So please don't think that the Western countries are helping Ukraine out of humanity. They have outsourced their war to Ukraine. So this $33 billion military aid to Ukraine might look very noble. You can also use the word donation, although donation is not a right word. US government is simply transferring older and retired weapons, and the US government has created such a situation wherein they are helping American weapon suppliers, that is the US weapon industries, by getting them new weapons purchase contract from the European countries and also from other countries around the world. There is another way how the US government is benefiting. You must have heard that in the month of May, Joe Biden temporarily suspended all kinds of tariffs on the import of Ukrainian steel. Now, there is a reason why countries have tariffs on import. It is to restrict import of certain goods so that the domestic producers get a price advantage on locally produced goods. Suppose if you don't have import tariffs, then the foreign product is going to flood in your market and your domestic producers are going to suffer because they will not be able to compete. Now, along with that, even the US government is going to benefit from import tariff as a source of revenue, because any kind of tariff or tax is a source of revenue for the government. Now, think about it. Why did the US government temporarily suspend all kinds of import tariff on Ukrainian steel? The reason that is given by the US government is that they want to help the Ukrainian economy. That is why they have temporarily lifted import tariffs on Ukrainian steel for a period of 1 year. Now, this sounds very noble. However, you must also realize that even the steel industry in the United States and in many European countries are feeling the economic crunch. So, by eliminating import tariffs, it is going to benefit the US market. And Ukraine is supplying steel at a low cost to the United States and other European countries. And in return, the West is sending old weapons to Ukraine. You see, on the face value, it may look like donation, but it is not the right word. No one is doing any favor. Money, credit, everything is being adjusted here and there very diligently. But on the face value, it sounds very noble that US is helping the Ukrainian economy. If you read all these government policies very carefully, you will realize that the whole cost of this war is being adjusted here and there. This so-called $33 billion military aid to Ukraine is neither a donation nor a loan. It's a very carefully thought-out package of aid that is going to help the United States in long run, and the US companies are going to benefit from a reliable market situation that has been created due to this conflict. Similarly, apart from the $33 million military aid to Ukraine, US government has also given subsidies to the US farmers to increase the production of crops such as soybeans and wheat. Again, if you look at the reasons given by the US government, this subsidy is towards meeting global food shortages. But in reality, US government is encouraging their farmers to grow grains and make them flow into the free market of Europe. Before this war, Ukrainian farmers were known as the Europe's breadbasket. But now, after this war, United States government's subsidy to its own farmers is going to make the US agricultural market more profitable. And if you notice, the $33 billion military aid to Ukraine was announced on 28th April, and the farm subsidy was also announced on the same day. So what I'm trying to say is that all these military aid that the US government is giving to Ukraine, it is neither a donation nor a loan. Think of it as an investment. It's a very carefully drafted financial package that is going to help the United States in long run. And the US companies and industries are going to benefit from a reliable market situation that has been created due to this Russia-Ukraine conflict. I hope you found this video informative. Thank you for watching it.